Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius. He received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Now let's just stop right here. You know, I can't pass an opportunity to preach prosperity. Here's Paul, a prisoner, shipwrecked, just got snake bit. Next thing you know, he's in the nicest digs on the island, eating the best food on the island. And this, if you look up the words, it leaves the idea of estate. This man was the richest man on the island, and the word means estate. He had an estate. It's amazing how tradition prevents people from seeing this stuff. Paul is sitting up, not dead, sitting up in expensive furniture for the island. Whatever that was. Nice hammock. Fresh pineapple. Yeah. Blackened fish. Just caught that morning. He's doing all right, I'm telling you. Nicest place. Best food in the island. Just like that. How quick God can turn something around. Shivering, cold, snake bit, prisoner. In the best place, eating the best food. Happens quick. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux. Now, you wouldn't have to know what that is to know you don't want that. Right? If somebody came to you with a big syringe of green stuff and they said, this will give you the bloody flux, would you like some? Go, no, get away from me. No, I don't want the bloody flux. If you look this up, which I know you really want to find out, another translation says he was lying, prostrate, suffering from recurrent bouts of fever and dysentery, a disease of the stomach, infection of the lower intestinal tract, producing severe diarrhea, often with blood, thus bloody flux. He's in a bad way, right? Something that could kill him, something he could die from. And Paul went in to see him. Now, let's just stop right here. How many understand God is not a moocher? You do something for God, what's going to happen next? Does he take it personally when you do something for his people? Remember the woman that built the man of God a room on her house? Remember that? Took care of him. And not too long after that, he's in there praying one day, and he called her in. He said, God says, what do you want? My, when the Lord says, what do you want? That's a big deal. And they got a child and had not been able to have one all their life. I mean, you see this kind of thing. You know, Jesus is walking by and he uses Peter's boat to preach out of. You remember that? And I mean, as soon as he gets through using the boat, they have one of the biggest catches of fish they have ever had in their life. A net breaking, ship sinking too much. Fish catch. Is that the way the Lord is? Smart people minister to God's people. Did you hear me? Smart, wise people minister to God's people. His ministers, his churches, his ministries, and their brothers and sisters. Why? Because when you take care of God's, what comes next? He is going to take care of yours. You'll see it all through the Bible. Publius didn't have to do this. He didn't know these guys. For all he knows, they're murderers. And also, I mean, they come in chains. Look like escaped convicts. Swimming up, you know, wet. And he don't know. But something about it. And then I'm sure this snake bite deal. Changed their mind. Said they changed their mind. But he still didn't have to take him in his house. But he did. He took the preacher, the man of God, into his house. Courteously entreated him. Treated him really good for these days. Next thing you know, the Apostle Paul is paying his daddy a visit. I believe because the Lord dealt with him too. Don't you? And as we'll see later on, it's more than him just coming to check on him. He had God sent him with something to minister to him. He goes into the room. This man's in an awful way. He's not in a hospital. I mean, he's probably completely dehydrated. He's probably skin and bones. He probably smells. He's in a bad way. He's probably at death's door. But Paul, the man of God, goes in. He entered in, verse 8, and did what? Prayed. Now, didn't necessarily say he prayed for him. Get the difference now. He prayed, then he did what? He laid hands on him and healed him. Now, that's different language than you see sometimes. Now, let's keep reading. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came, and Paul healed them too? No. No, what does it say? They were healed. Different language. Do you see this? Back up now. Paul entered in and did what? How many understand something happened while he was praying? There's a reason he went to see him in the first place. I believe the Lord led him to. And when he got in there, maybe he didn't know exactly what to do, how to minister to the man or what to do. The man maybe never heard any preaching. Didn't say he preached the gospel to him and the man had faith to be healed like we read last week. No. Paul just knelt down and got to praying about it. Something came up in his spirit. Here is the gifts of the Spirit. Gift of healing. Did you hear me? And he went and laid hands on the man and ministered healing to him. Didn't say the man believed he received the healing. Paul ministered the healing to the man that God supernaturally gave him. And he stood up healed. His bloody flux stopped.
Amen.
Don't you know he was saying thank God? Oh, awful shape. But Paul ministered to him. Now listen. I've had a man come to me one time, and because I was teaching him some of these things, he said, I have all 9 gifts of the Spirit. Well, he was telling me more than he meant to.
Yeah.
And sometimes people say, well, I have the gift of healing. You sound like you don't know what you're talking about if you say it like that. Because nobody has these gifts that they can just turn off and on at will and do what they want to do with them. I have the gift of this, or I have the gift. People that talk like that are revealing their ignorance. No, God may use you in a way, but it's as He wills, not as you. And you can't just turn it off and on when and for whom you desire. He went in there and he prayed and he got in the Spirit. And the Lord ministered this through him. And he went and laid his hands on this man and ministered healing into this man through a gift of healing. And this man was healed. Didn't receive healing, was healed. Did you get this? Oh, glory to God. How many think this kind of thing can still happen today? God could use us today, things like this. This is for a man who doesn't know God at all. There's no reason to think this man's born again. This is a sign. Oh, but look what happens next. I mean, everybody knew. Publius is the big man of the island. Everybody knows Publius. Most all of them work for Publius. Everybody knew Publius' daddy was near dead. Everybody knew. Everybody. And then here Publius' daddy is down at the market buying some pineapples. And he looks good. And they go, that's Publius' daddy. I thought he was dead. No, they said he's nearly dead. He ain't dead. Look at him. Look, he just jumped over the ditch. And I'm telling you, on that little island, word spread around in a heartbeat. Next thing you know, they looked out in Publius' yard, and there was a bunch of folk there. Sick people, crippled people, lame people, blind people, dumb people, deaf people. Other people that had the bloody flux too. And what happened? They what? They were healed. You'd be adding to the Bible to say Paul ministered to all of them the way he did to Publius' father. But how many understand that Paul, there's no way that a crowd gathered out there and Paul didn't preach to these people about Jesus? How many understand they had a revival? They had a meeting. Paul preached to them Jesus. And how many believe, we've already read back in chapter 14, he preached the gospel. And from hearing the gospel, that man got faith to be healed, the man at Lystra. He preached the same gospel here, and they had faith from hearing the gospel, and they had healing lines, and they had prayer, and what? Many were healed, and probably many on their own faith. Is that right? That sounds just like something Jesus would do. Why? Because it is something that Jesus did, continuing to do through the church. Somebody say, I believe it just that way. Verse 10, they also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us. You know what laded means? Loaded us with things, such things as were necessary. Listen to some other translations of that. One says, they supplied all our needs. They loaded us with provisions. Another one said they made us rich with presents. The Moffat's translation. Made us rich. I guess Paul believed in healing and prosperity. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? Listen, I failed to read this to you, but let me read before we conclude here. You know, it said he entered in and laid hands on the man and healed him. And it said, so when this was done, others came and were healed. Another translation says, all the people in the island who had any illness came to Paul and were cured. Another one says they got cured. The Williams says, the rest of the sick people on the island kept coming to him and by degrees were cured. Did you hear that? By degrees. Healing is a process. And there are signs and wonders and miracles of healing, but then there's also recovery. Didn't the Bible say believers would lay hands on the sick and what? Instantly all the symptoms would be gone. It said what? They shall recover. Recover implies a process. Right? How many believe in healing miracles? Like Publius' father. Getting healed supernaturally in a moment of time. Like that man at Lystra, just jumping up, never walked a step in his life, birth defects from birth, and he stood up, leaped, walked, ran. Miracles, signs. We believe in that. How many also believe in recovery? How many would take a recovery?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Publius' Father, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1219. That's R-1219, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.